Bank offices in Northeast Ohio. See bank for details. Member FDIC.
WEOL weather.
Hey, we finally have a warm-up on the way with temperatures heading into the mid-40s today. Sunshine early, then increasing clouds. Temperatures will continue to rise through the 40s tonight as scattered showers develop. Tomorrow, rain early. Breezy south winds, though, will push temperatures into the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930 WEOL.
Sunshine is here. We have 20 degrees.
It is 7:37 at AM 930 WEOL. How many did you say the temperature was?
Well, let's go 20.
Okay. All right. Because I know you were talking about 19 degrees at some particular point like that, and I didn't believe you at all that it was going to be that.
Hey, what do you mean you couldn't believe
it? Is that really that cold?
Yeah.
I know that it's like, dew or frost or frozen things, because overnight, it's a nice morning without the cloud covers. You got this kind of little crescent moon out there and some of the planets in the sky.
Scrape my windshield earlier.
Well, yeah, that's what's happening this morning. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, talking about different things as well. Terror attacks in the UK, information that he was involved with World Water Day yesterday.
Oh.
To quote him, he said, "I'm going to fight like hell for the Great Lakes." So this one, he was on
what does that mean?
The podium like that. What do you mean, what does that mean?
Fight for funding? Clean up, clean out?
I guess, or just, I mean, here's a little bit over here. Let's see if I got the audio for this. Hold on here.
Taking an axe to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative costs Ohio jobs. It jeopardizes public health. It'll put our drinking water at risk. It'll reverse the progress we've made. It's simply something you don't do in a country like ours. It's unacceptable. Mr. President, I will fight like hell to protect Great Lakes. I will fight like hell to protect Lake Erie. I will fight like hell to protect the entire ecosystem and the fact that this lake, these five Great Lakes, are a natural resources like none other in the world.
There you go. A little bit
all right there. He's all fired.
I love the sound system in that those chambers there as well. That was pretty good sound.
Was anybody else in there?
Well,
sometimes you see these guys on C-SPAN, guys and gals, and they speak, and there's nobody there.
Oh, I know. There was no overhead shot. This was a shot from you. Like, if you were placing yourself in the audience, listening to him speak at the podium there as well. So we're going to find out what's up with that and some other things as well when we talk to Senator Sherrod Brown coming up next.
Raccoons were raiding our bird feeders, and there seemed to be no end to them. John Loftman here for Prevent Pest Control. So I made the call to Prevent Pest Control, and now our bird feeders are strictly for the birds. Spring is a wonderful time of year, but with it comes ants, bees, spiders, and stink bugs, all of which can really ruin your day. So is it time for you to call? Prevent Pest Control, 440-322-0887, to get Prevent Defense for your home or business. Prevent Pest Control can take care of any pest that's ruining your day. From bugs in your bed to bees in your attic, from coons in your crawl space to ants in your kitchen, Prevent Pest Control is your answer to living without them. Give them a call at 440-322-0887 and mention me, John Loftman, to receive $20 off your full service. Prevent Pest Control, 440-322-0887. Drop my name, John Loftman, and take $20 off today.
Hello?
Hey, Johnson. It's me.
Who?
Here, in front of the house.
Where?
Right on the street.
All I see is the storm drain.
Yeah, that's me. Lake Erie starts here.
What do you mean?
Listen, Johnson. All the stuff you dump on the ground goes into the drain and winds up in the lake.
I don't dump anything.
Don't deny it, Johnson. You gotta stop dumping your used motor oil on the ground, you hear?
What? How are you doing?
And you're over-fertilizing your yard.
I'm not over-fertilizing.
They're called labels, Johnson. What's the matter with you? They tell you how much fertilizer to use. Read them.
Well, all I did was...
And when you wash your car in the driveway, all that soap goes into the storm
drains. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't mean any harm.
Yeah. Same thing with all that dog poop in your yard, all right? Pick that up.
You mean...
Pick it up. I don't want to talk about it. Just pick it up. All that stuff runs right into Lake Erie. That's where you swim. That's the source of your drinking water.
Oh, my.
Exactly. So do us both a favor, all right? I'm your storm drain, and Lake Erie starts here.
Okay.
A message from Lorain County Pipe and Amherst Utilities. Have you signed up yet for Lorain County's Wireless Emergency Notification System? Also known as reverse 911, it's designed to be a reliable method of communication for emergency notifications and weather alerts, including tornado, severe thunderstorm, and marine warnings. It will send emergency alerts directly to the phone number or email that you have provided. It's free, provided by Lorain County and the local communities. For how to sign up, contact the Lorain County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security.
Focus on the White House. The White House is downplaying reports that former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort had business ties to oligarchs close to Russian President Putin. Spokesman Sean Spicer.
Nothing in this morning's report references any actions by the president, the White House, or any Trump administration official. I think that's got to be clear from the get-go.
Spicer says Mr. Trump was not aware of Manafort's clients a decade ago, and there are no suggestions Manafort did anything improper. House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes says he told President Trump personally that U.S. intelligence may have intercepted Trump transition communications as part of its spying on other targets. Adam Schiff, ranking Democrat on the committee, says Nunes has created profound doubt about the investigation's integrity.
The chairman will need to decide whether he is the chairman of an independent investigation or he is going to act as a surrogate of the White House, because he cannot do both.
Schiff says there should be an independent investigation of Russian meddling in the election. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
There's a little bit of what's happening in Washington, D.C., but we always get a good check of what's going on with Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who joins us. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Let me just ask you, the following day, usually after like a terror attack around the world, what usually goes on in Washington? Is there a readdressing or refocusing a little bit about how this affects the United States and the fight on terror?
Oh, there's always more discussion about it. But our security people in this country, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the intelligence community, in spite of the relentless attacks by the president of our intelligence forces and our police and all that he calls a disaster, they do a really, really good job at protecting us. And there are moments that there are problems, but we're always vigilant. Our security people are always vigilant. And I'm just so proud of the work they do. I don't think it's a question when they hear of a foreign attack that they double down, because they're always doing that. I think it does say, though, that instead of a huge increase for the military budget to buy expensive weapons, which is what the president's asked for, while he cuts the Great Lakes cleanup and all that, I think the focus should be on training and helping and giving resources to local police, local law enforcement, who really can protect us the best in terms of finding out any homegrown terrorist activities or cells that might be growing.
You mentioned protecting the Great Lakes. I know you spoke yesterday about that and some possible budget cuts. So what's going on?
I just cannot believe that the President of the United States would basically eliminate cleanup, the dollars and the work we've done in the cleanup of Lake Erie. I'm old enough to, and many people listening to this in Lorain County and Northern Ohio are old enough to remember what this Great Lake, our Great Lake, the shallowest Great Lake and the most vulnerable to pollution because it's 40, 50, 60 feet deep off of Lorain and off of Sheffield Lake and Vermilion. We know what a struggle was and what a fight it's been and how we've gotten federal and local communities to work together. And this just eliminating this whole cleanup effort is just incredible. And I'm working with Senator Portman and Republicans, Democratic House and Senate members alike to fight this budget cut. You just don't do that when we've made this kind of progress on our single greatest natural resources. The greatest body of fresh water in the world is Lake Erie, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan and Lake Ontario.
And of course, not only for the fresh water, but the fact that it's here, recreation, but also industry uses a lot of it. And I know recently you were starting to also address the issues relating to trade sheets and the steel industry. What's going on there?
Yeah, and it's all related, as you say. Lake Erie is everything to us. It's our drinking water, it's our recreation, it's industry, it's everything. And there's very few communities have what we have in northern Lorain County or Cuyahoga or Erie counties. I met with Secretary Ross, the new Secretary of Commerce, this week, and just to talk to him about steel enforcement. We know what's happened with closures in Lorain, the bad news for 4 decades now in Lorain, with Lorain. I also invited Secretary Ross to come to Lorain to see what we do here. He's familiar with the steel industry. I voted for confirmation for him. I had some reluctance for other issues, but I voted for him because he's familiar with the steel industry and he understands steel enforcement of trade laws, especially when countries cheat and illegally sell steel into our country.
Last week, some trade officials from Poland came to Lorain County, also the city of Cleveland, to talk about possibly bolstering trade efforts along Lake Erie ports, the St. Lawrence Seaway. Do you see anything more happening in that direction with Poland and or other countries using the Great Lakes?
Yeah, there's real opportunity if we do what we need to do with infrastructure. And I spoke with some administration officials who now have delayed for almost a year fulfilling the $1 trillion 10-year infrastructure plan. And infrastructure means highways, it means bridges, it means ports, it means airports, it means housing, it means all the things that we have done so well in this country from World War II into the 80s when we led the world. Now the Society of Civil Engineers says American infrastructure gets about a D+. We are like 15th or 16th in the world now. That's why that investment is so important. That's why I'm disappointed when the president promised a $1 trillion 10-year plan that I don't think they've forgotten about it, but they've already put it back a year. And we need that if we're going to do the kind of economic growth from the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes and to northern Ohio.
There's also a lot going on today with the another hearing committee, confirmation hearing for the Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I met with him. Nice enough guy. He knows a lot about peanuts and cotton, and that's what Georgia does. He doesn't know much about corn and soybeans and dairy and some of the specialty crops and nurseries that Ohio does. So I want to make sure there's somebody high up in the administration and the agriculture department that understands our kind of agriculture in the Midwest and the industrial states along the lake. So that's my concern there. I'm in the middle of two hearings at the same time, but I'm going to get over and ask him a question or two and then submit questions to him. But I want to know more.
Sounds great. Well, appreciate your time,
Senator. All right, glad
Brown.
To do Thanks. It. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on AM 930 WEOL.